Welcome to another episode of the Chaycast with your host, Steve and Eddie. With special guest, Quentin Raspberry, president of QCare Plus. And now the Chaycast. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Chaycast. I'm Steve.
I'm Eddie.
And we have a special guest today. Special guest, go on and say hello.
Hello, I'm Quentin Raspberry. I'm the president and founder of QCare Plus. How's everyone doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing there, Eddie?
I'm doing good. Great working, recording this podcast.
Sounds like a winner. We'd like to welcome again Quentin Raspberry. Welcome back, Quentin, to the show. Can you do me a favor and kind of introduce yourself and tell our audience a little bit about you?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Quentin Raspberry. I'm the president and founder of QCare Plus. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, in Midtown Atlanta. I am originally from Louisiana. I grew up in a really small town in Louisiana, went to school for healthcare administration, and then worked in specialty pharmacy, really focusing in HIV prep care, and which has led me now to QCare Plus.
Well, so cool.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So what have you been up to lately, Quentin? You've been busy, man. We've been trying to get a hold of you, and you've been like all over the country. So where is your last adventure taking you to?
Or latest? You're right. QCare has been really busy. We've been growing, expanding, lots of events. Summers are very busy for us between Pride events and days, you know, remembrance days and meetings. But most recently, I was in California. Visiting some clients in California, but also we had a pop-up booth at the Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco.
Okay, so can you talk about, what was the fair?
The fair is very interesting, but it is really cool. It's a sex-positive leather and kink festival. And so QCare Plus was out talking about PrEP and how easy PrEP can be accessed through QCare Plus and through our community partnerships.
How was the weather out there for that?
It was actually really nice. Really great weather, sun shining all day, a little cooler in the afternoons. San Francisco weather can get a little unpredictable and warm at one moment and then feeling pretty freezing cold at the next. But overall, it was great. Sunny California.
Did you get to wear a cool leather harness?
Only for a little bit. There's a lot of shops around, so definitely went to try some things on.
Yeah, San Francisco can be nice, and then all of a sudden that fog grows in, huh?
Really quickly, you know, and then it was really cool because we were staying near the Salesforce Tower. And so one moment you see the tower and the next it's just disappeared in that fog, which is really interesting. Cool to watch.
Okay. So, so you're currently president of QCare Plus. Can you talk a little bit about to our audience, about what QCare Plus is and how you became president?
Yeah, absolutely. So QCare Plus is a community-focused care management solution. Focusing on PrEP. I became president. I'm the founder of QCare Plus. So I started QCare Plus in 2020, in the middle of COVID, you know, trying to find ways that patients could access PrEP and also just remove barriers for PrEP and doing that through virtual care. So since then, we continue to grow. We continue to expand our footprint to additional states. We're currently active in 26 states and looking to grow to all 50 states by the end of the year. And we continue to grow our leadership team. Most recently, we had two new executives join our team with over 16 years experience in building healthcare solutions. And so that's where I've been able to transition from the CEO of the company over to the president of the company and focus on really continue to build out the mission.
I'd love to hear that. What made you so passionate about becoming an advocate for the LGBTQ plus community?
I am part of the community. I am a gay man. Also working within the community, I worked at community organizations before where I, you know, really got a passion for understanding people's health needs and understanding how to remove those barriers and really reach patients where they are. I worked a little bit of my history. I worked with Avita Pharmacy and marketing and sales developing 340B programs. And then worked at a CBO in Atlanta, Georgia, community-based organization in Atlanta, Georgia, as an administrator, helping build programs, help build a PrEP program and pharmacy program before launching national sales for Avita Pharmacy. And then during that time, I was able to see how a lot of people did it across the US. I worked with a lot of organizations to really get going, really put some work into understanding compliance, but also making sure that they knew how to run a program and to structure programs based off what we've seen across the country. And that's where a lot of the ideas and foundations from QCare Plus came from.
Oh, man, I really love to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for all the hard work you do. We're going to take a quick break, and when we're back, we're going to continue our conversation on QCare.
Sounds like a winner. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
With QCare Plus, you can now get PrEP prescribed online and delivered discreetly to your door. Our team of experts makes access to PrEP convenient and easy with online doctor visits and at-home labs. 99% of our patients pay $0 for PrEP. Prepped and ready to go with QCarePlus.com.
Okay, so we're back. So, Quentin, so what, again, during the break, what were you saying again? Go back over that.
Yeah, we were talking about LGBTQ rights and becoming an advocate and really creating a space that's really safe for our community to access care, you know, and then looking at how important it is today, especially with the most recent federal rulings in Texas,
yeah.
How, you know, a federal judge ruled that, you know, insurance payers or employers could deny PrEP coverage based off of religious freedom. And, you know, for us, that just makes us more passionate about the work that we're doing,
mm-hmm.
And passionate about being able to create a platform and create a space where folks can access PrEP, not only, you know, from the LGBTQ community, but from any community. There's so many barriers that exist today for patients to receive quality health care,
right?
And health care that, you know, really represents diversification and individualization as well. We know that stigma still plays the biggest role to new HIV infections, whether that stigma of talking to my doctor around my sexual health, mm-hmm. or feeling comfortable to even have a conversation around sexual health with my provider,
right.
Or vice versa, having a competent provider that can talk to me about my sexual health and ask the right questions.
Mm.
We know, particularly in the South, a lot of those questions are missed or just kind of ignored or just left off the medical record.
Wow.
Because either the patient or the provider do not feel comfortable talking about it. And our goal is really bridge some of those gaps where our providers, you know, we talk sex every day, we talk sexual health every day. And we try to do our best to empower people to be healthy and sexual. Understanding my risk, understanding what those barriers exist. When we talk about barriers, you know, there's a lot of different barriers that exist for patients, such as transportation, insurance. Insurance is a huge barrier for some folks, and understanding that, you know, what plans exist. And as we roll into, for example, open enrollment is right around the corner, starting November 1st until January 15th. You know, our goal is to empower and educate people who may be uninsured how they can access insurance through an ACA plan. What type of tax credits can they receive? And for a lot of patients, it's really more attainable than they think.
Hmm.
A lot of times they think, oh, insurance, I can't afford that. But, you know, through the ACA plans, a lot of patients can access great plans to give full coverage to not only cover their PrEP, but other things like doctor visits, primary care visits,
right.
And prevent other preventive care, which leads to a healthier society and healthier patients and more and patients who can really just have the care that they need.
Hmm.
Some other barriers to care that exist, for example, that we do a great job with is around language, making sure that we're connecting people how they are, making sure that we're connecting people using the correct pronouns, using their preferred name, and really connecting people how they identify. Providing a diverse patient provider population and support team where patients can see themselves reflected in our teams,
right,
is very important. Going back into the language services, we offer consults in English and Spanish, and we also have translation services into almost any language. You know, the other piece when we talk about barriers to care is what time can I access care? One of the cool things that we have mornings, nights, weekends, days available for patients. So maybe that patient's running between two jobs and getting to a doctor's office is not going to be feasible for them. They can do it on lunch breaks. They can do it from their phone from anywhere.
Right.
Additionally, we can do labs at patients' homes and really get that flexibility to do those labs maybe while I'm watching TV at night or in the mornings before I go to work, instead of having to take time out of my day to go to the lab or wait in the waiting room. That's some of the things that we do to overcome barriers for patients and really just provide quality care and be there for patients and flexible care to meet them where they are.
Wow, I love it. That's a lot of good information.
And speaking on the healthcare, if you come to Shea Clinic, we can get you access to something called Pride Life, and it'll get you connected with PrEP. And like you said, in other healthcare needs outside of PrEP.
Yeah, QCare Plus partners with Che. We're a very happy partner with Che to offer PrEP, and we also are able to link into Pride Life. Pride Life does a great job of looking at what benefits that patients or our clients could benefit from, and really selecting the best plan and affordable plans for patients. And for a lot of patients, there are resources to even pay for those plans. Through organizations like PATH or even utilizing some of Che to help offset maybe some costs for those patients is something that's on the table for a lot of organizations.
Well, that's a lot of good information there. Can we take a break?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. And this is Latinx Awareness Month. Is that right? Or Latin, how do I pronounce it? How do I say exactly?
Latinx awareness. I have no idea. I'm just kidding.
Are you?
Totally kidding. I would just imagine you say it the same way. I don't know. Latino X.
So let's talk about the significance of awareness days to include October 15th, which is Latinx HIV and AIDS Awareness Day, and this entire month. So we'll take a break and we'll come back and pick up with that conversation. We'll be right back.
With QCare Plus, you can now get PrEP prescribed online and delivered discreetly to your door. PrEP is a once-daily pill that is 99% effective at preventing HIV. Our team of experts makes access to PrEP convenient and easy with online doctor visits and at-home labs. 99% of our patients pay $0 for PrEP. No lab fees, no copays, no hidden costs. Do it all online from the comfort of your home or anywhere. Prepped and ready to go with QCarePlus.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Let me clear my throat. How you doing, Quinn? Are you back? How are things out there in Georgia?
Everything's great. We are, I think it's calm before the storm. We are getting ready for, with what's going on with Hurricane Ian. A lot of our team members are affected that live in South Florida. So just getting prepared. Georgia is a beautiful day in Georgia right now. It's cool, but I think that's just kind of the calm before the storm heads towards this part of the region.
It's the calm before the storm, then the eye of the storm, then the storm again. Is that how it goes?
Exactly. I mean, I'm from Louisiana, so I grew up with the hurricane season. That was always interesting times. Growing up in high school, I didn't get Katrina, but we got Rita right after Rita. I remember going over, we were 33 days without power. In the middle of, it was heat. It was crazy. It was really wild. I'm glad I moved to Georgia. I don't really have that issue anymore, but I do have a lot of family and friends still in Louisiana. But also, as mentioned, we have a lot of our staff members and a lot of patients and partners in the Florida region that we're bracing for. We're getting ready to support in every way possible, trying to make sure the prescriptions are getting out. That we can track patients and right now having a virtual care model is really great because patients can access care from anywhere. So we're able to really pick up care for these patients as they're evacuating, make sure they have the resources they need to make sure that they are protected with PrEP.
So while we're here, talk about that if you can for a second. I'm like, explain to somebody who's hearing this for the very first time how to get into care, like what you're gonna do or what they need to do and what you can do for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Yeah, so for patients access, looking to access care through QCARE, we make it really easy to access PrEP. We call it PrEP Made Easy. Patients can fill out a survey online, which is going to create their health survey. During that point, we're actually going to connect that that patient to one of our community-based organization partners, like CHE. CHE is one of our community-based organizational partners. At that point, the patient is a patient of the organization and the QCARE Plus. And so patients will fill out a short health survey and schedule an appointment with one of our providers. Our first appointment is always done through video. So we will text message a patient a link so patients can access their provider. Patients will have a consult with one of our LGBTQ-focused providers. So our providers are specially trained around HIV. They go through constant training to make sure they are up to date with any barriers, making sure they are giving the best care possible. A great example of that, you know, as monkeypox is rolling out and people were panicking around monkeypox, our providers were able to connect with patients, have real discussions, you know, telling patients don't Google monkeypox because a lot of the images were really scary and not really what it was in the U.S. And, you know, trying to give patients realistic expectations and advice and support from their provider team. Our provider team is made up of a great group of individuals. We have over 50 plus individual providers from different diversity, backgrounds, languages, genders, all at QCARE Plus.
Nice.
And so patients are able to connect them. We have a sexual health consult. We talk about sex positivity. We talk about what are their sexual risks and what tools exist to mitigate their sexual risk, including accessing PrEP. And then from there, we can send patients convenient labs. So we can either do an at-home lab kit where patients can complete everything from their house without ever leaving their home, or we send them in person to a Quest Labs to get labs if they can't prick their finger. Some patients don't like to see blood. I don't really care to see my own blood. So some patients prefer to go to in-person for labs. And then we partner with our pharmacy partners, such as Avita Pharmacy, to ship those medications directly to patients' homes. This way, it is patients, again, do not have to go anywhere for their medication, and they can do it all from their phones and at home. And through the partnerships with our community-based organizations like CHE, everything is completely free for our patients. So patients can access free of charge from no doctor visit fees, no lab fees, or no medication fees. So free delivery directly to the door. So again, it's making PrEP as easy as possible. In addition to our amazing provider team, clinical team, we do have support teams. So if patients need additional support like copay cards, prior authorizations, enrollment into benefit plans, we have team members that are there to help them enroll and take care of all that paperwork for them. Hmm.
You guys have made it so easy. How is everyone not on PrEP?
Exactly. And one of the great things that, you know, that we do as well, when patients, you know, when their patients do test positive for STIs or HIV, we can provide care and link into care and work to find those patients to medical homes. So we provide an extra level of support to make sure patients have everything they need and wraparound services so they can take full control of their health. And if they do test HIV positive, U equals U, undetectable equals untransmittable. And our goal is to help patients understand that goal of reaching undetectable and help them on the road to get undetectable so that virus does not continue to pass along.
Interesting. All right. Well, that was good stuff. Good stuff there. Let's take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk some more about PrEP. And October 15th, Latinx HIV and AIDS Awareness Day. We will be right back.
CHECAST is a program of the Center for Health Empowerment. The Center for Health Empowerment is a nonprofit sexual health clinic that provides HIV prevention services, including PrEP and PEP, HIV testing and care, and STI testing and treatment to our community at little to no cost. We specialize in providing care to people of color and other marginalized communities. We are located in Southeast Austin at 4534 Westgate Boulevard and 1941 Weberville Road at St. James Church. Call us today to book an appointment at 512-840-1273 or visit us online at thecheclinic.org.
So 3, 2, 1, we're back.
Welcome back, everyone. Quentin, October 15th is Latinx HIV Awareness Days. What are you guys doing?
Awesome. Thank you for that question. Well, we see in this whole month from September 15th to October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Awareness Month. We're very proud to serve the Latinx community. You know, we continue to expand because there is a big need to expand in that community. The Latinx community has made countless contributions to our society and bring such an amazing culture to our society, especially just, and when we look at guidelines from the CDC, for example, within the Latinx community, there are some challenges, and our goal is to really overcome some of those challenges by being there for those patients. For example, 29% of new HIV diagnoses in 2019 were from the Hispanic and Latino population. And again, going back to stigma, going back to discussing sexual health, you know, those are some challenges of that number is so high within those communities. And that's where we do a great job of providing solutions for those communities, such as language services, translation services, and having providers that have Hispanic and Latino backgrounds, but also speak native Spanish and with patients. That way we can connect patients where they are and have real conversations around sexual health and provide the best care possible. All of our materials can go out, including our testing kits in English and Spanish. And our website translation services are available on our website and through our messaging platforms with those providers and team members that are native Spanish speaking individuals. We'll continue to celebrate Latino culture through our Instagram channels, through our social media channels, and through our TikTok channels, but also to bring awareness around HIV to those communities and awareness around HIV prevention, which is PrEP.
Speaking of PrEP, and gracias, by the way. What is PrEP?
PrEP is a once-daily medication that is 99% effective in preventing HIV. But how we see it, PrEP is not just the medication. PrEP is a cycle of events that happens to empower someone to take control of their sexual health. So that's routine testing. So getting tested every quarter for HIV and other STIs like gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. Understanding, you know, getting that testing, understanding what my sexual risks are, how do I mitigate those risks? So, and what tools exist for me to mitigate my sexual risks? And what tools are right for me as an individual? PrEP is one of those tools where a patient can take a medication every day and protect themselves from HIV. Now, PrEP does not protect from other STIs. And so condom usage or understanding, you know, the risk around these other STIs is also a very important component of sexual health. But PrEP does give you peace of mind around HIV. Now, one of the things I want to be very careful of is that we don't want to stigmatize HIV. People who are HIV positive live happy, normal, healthy lives who are HIV positive. And we've come so far with treatment options to help people become undetectable, which means that the level of virus in their blood is so low it can't even be detected by a laboratory test. And therefore, that virus cannot be passed along. And so for the patients who are HIV positive, you know, there are solutions to help them get on medications to become undetectable, and which means untransmittable.
Thanks for all that information.
Fascinating.
Time for a quick commercial. We'll be right back. ChayCast is a program of the Center for Health Empowerment. SHEA is a nonprofit sexual health clinic that provides HIV prevention services, including PrEP and PEP, HIV testing and care, and STI testing and treatment to our community at little to no cost. We specialize in providing care to people of color and other marginalized communities. We're located in South and East Austin at 4534 Westgate Boulevard, Suite 106, and 1941 Weberville Road at St. James Episcopal Church. Call us today to book an appointment, 512-840-1273, or visit us online at SHEAclinic.org. Thank you.
3, 2, 1, we're back. You ready? You done? You good?
Ready. All right. Let's get it.
All right, so we're back. Do you want to take charge of this?
Not really.
Hey, so we're back for some final thoughts. But before we start, hey, Quentin, I want to say thanks for taking your time. You're a busy like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. And so thanks for coming out and supporting and, you know, taking the time to talk with us and to share wisdom to our audience about what QCare Plus does and what it does for the community.
Yeah, for having me so much. I really enjoyed talking with you guys today, with you all today.
This last segment is called Final Thoughts. So I'll start out and then we'll kind of go around the room. And I just want to kind of get your final thoughts on today. Again, thank you so much for coming out and for talking about that. Thank you again for what you do for all communities, the LGBT community, the Latinx community, and for anyone who wants to get into care. Keep rocking and keep doing what you do best. And for all of you guys out there, if you have any questions, if you can check our show notes, that will help out a lot. But if you think that you need to get into care, please log in and check out QCare Plus. Quentin, any final thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't forget that ACA is coming out for those who are uninsured. I would definitely, you know, start looking to your ACA plans, making sure that you're seeing what's available for you, you know, taking control of your health, you know, through QCare Plus, we'd love to work with you, make sure that you have a prevention plan and access to care. And also one of the coolest things is that every time that you're able to fill your prescriptions through QCare Plus and through CHE, you're actually giving back to your community, which is really cool. And last but not least, vote. We have a lot on the line, again, midterm elections, so don't forget to register to vote. Let's do what we can to swing the vote and work with politicians that will help advance healthcare.
I definitely agree with that. Everybody go right now and check to make sure that you're registered to vote. That is the most important thing, like he's saying. So make sure that you're registered, check your name with your local county to make sure that you are eligible and that you're good to go. Eddie? Final thoughts.
I'm on my iPad now on QCare Plus, getting an appointment to this free and easy PrEP everyone's talking about.
Nice.
We look forward to seeing you.
Quentin, it was great talking to you. And to all of you guys out there, wherever you are, stay safe, have fun, and stay awesome.
Adios.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. SHEACAST is a program of the Center for Health Empowerment.